听众朋友大家好，欢迎收听今天1月20号的 English Digest， 我是 Anna。
Hi， I'm Bill。
我们今天要带大家来看三则的资讯短播。第一则是 Google to copy millions of books， Google 图书馆藏的上线计划。而第二则我们看到 Phantom of the Opera to hit Taipei， 当然就是歌剧魅影在台北人气很旺哦。而第三则我最感兴趣了，汪汪喵喵广播电台。 Well, I'm interested in that article.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting too. I liked what you said there, the wang wang meow meow. Made me laugh because that's exactly what it'll be about. Dog cat radio station in California. So we've got dogs, cats, and radios all together.
现在我们赶快请 Bill 带我们来看看今天的资讯短播。
The first one is Google to copy millions of books.Google is about to save the world a fortune in overdue library book fines. The popular search engine has recently signed contracts with several major libraries, including the New York Public Library and the libraries at Harvard and Stanford universities. These contracts will allow the digitizing and indexing of millions of volumes of text.This ambitious project will make stacks of library material available to users with just a few mouse clicks. Not all books, however, will be on offer. Only those that aren't bound by copyright can be scanned. Phantom of the Opera to hit Taipei. Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera will hit the stage of the National Theater starting January 18th.The musical comes to Taipei after successful tours in Korea and China, the first Asian performances in the 20-year history of the show. The sheer scale of the production, the largest ever for the National Theater, has required funding from major corporations as well as government agencies. Tickets for the performances, which range in price from 1,200 NT dollars to 6,600 NT dollars,have mostly already been purchased. Dog Cat Radio Station in California. A new internet radio station called dogcatradio.com is not, as the name suggests, for human listeners. Founded by Adrian Martinez, the station plays music for pets stuck at home alone while their owners are at work. Martinez believes music helps reduce anxiety and loneliness in animals,and the popularity of the station suggests many pet owners think likewise. The station's playlist is heavy on songs with references to animals, such as Who Let the Dogs Out? And Hound Dog.
所以不晓得在加州的这个电台台湾是不是收听得到。不过我想有关于第一则 Google 图书馆藏上线的这个计划，The first story is great news to readers all over the world.
Well, definitely, because it basically means everyone that has internet connection, of course, will have access to many, many books on Google without having to go to these libraries all around the world.
对啊，所以标题才说 Google to copy millions of books.
That's right. And here in the first sentence, we introduce this story kind of by being a little bit funny here. We make a joke.Google is about to save the world a fortune in overdue library book fines. Now that's a pretty well-known phrase there, save someone a fortune. Here it's save the world a fortune, and it basically means you help someone avoid or not have to spend a lot of money on something. Here we're talking about overdue library book fines. Now when something is overdue, well, look at those two words. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, of course, students, and they'll know this word due.From doing English homework, when your homework is due, it means you are supposed to give it to the teacher on that day. So when something is due, the day it's due, well, that's just when you have to be finished or return it. So if it's overdue, then it's over that time, so it's late. And often libraries will charge you money if you bring a book back late. So Google's about to save people from having to spend that money.
所以其实我们对于 due, D-U-E 这个字应该并不是那么陌生。因为它本来就是个形容词，指的是到期的或者是期满的，甚至在大考当中我们还看到它有另外一个意思，表示是有原因的。什么意思呢？它常常用于这个片语当中， due to something means because of something, 由于因为某一个原因。当然在这里的所谓 overdue 指的是逾期的，已经过期的意思。不过在这句话当中呢，刚才 Bill 特别提到他用的是 save somebody something, save the world a fortune, 替全世界省下了一笔财富。当然 fortune 这个字有财富或者是命运的意思，可是哪方面的财富呢？原来是这些逾期的图书馆的罚款，后头有一个 fine， fine 在这里指的是罚款的意思哦。
Well, now we explain why this is true in the second sentence. The popular search engine has recently signed contracts with several major libraries, including the New York Public Library and the libraries at Harvard and Stanford universities. Now, it's interesting that we use the word or the phrase search engine to say or to talk about Google. Basically, what we're saying is that Google is a company that uses some kind of engine that allows you to search for something.In this case, we're talking about a software program on the internet that analyzes or tries to understand what it is you put in, what you want to look for, and then searches for it. And of course, it's very popular. Now, they've recently signed contracts with several major libraries. Of course, a contract is an agreement. It's like a business agreement or some sort of professional legal agreement. So here we're just saying that Google now has agreements with several major libraries.Like these important ones, New York Public Library and the ones at Harvard and Stanford universities.
当然，所谓的 contract 可以把它看成是一种 agreement， 一种所谓的双方的一种协调之后的结果。但其实它就叫做合约啦。这个字其实它很特别。如果叫做 contract 是合约，如果它当动词 contract 的时候呢，就有肌肉收缩，或者甚至有罹患某一种疾病的意思。像如果是罹患了很严重疾病，你可以说 contract a serious disease， 甚至还有负债之意 contract a large debt。那在这里指的是名词的合约，当然签合约的这个签呢，就用的是 sign。不过刚才 Bill 特别提到所谓的搜寻引擎，英文就叫做 search engine， 最常用的像是 Google 啦、啊，甚至是 Yahoo 都是蛮常用的。当然 Google 呢要跟接下来这几个很大的图书馆来做一个签约的动作。不过在这里的大图书馆的大，我们看到一个字叫做 major， M-A-J-O-R， 你也可以翻成主要的。那么如果在所有的图书馆当中是主要的图书馆，当然指的就是大的图书馆咯。
Okay, well, these contracts will allow the digitizing and indexing of millions of volumes of text. And here it is right here in the middle of the paragraph, the most important sentence that tells us what's happening. So these agreements are going to allow something to happen.Interesting that we use that word allow here. We'll come back to that in a moment. When you digitize something, you turn it into digital information. I don't know if our listeners know, but a digit, of course, is the word we can use for an individual number. Like the number 5 has one digit. The number 43, well, there's two numbers there, so there's two digits. And also, it connects to this idea of ones and zeros and numbers and language and logic.So the idea is we're turning information into computer information. So we're taking pictures of books and we're turning them, well, into computer files so we can display them on the internet. And then also, of course, Google indexes these millions of volumes of text. A volume here just means a book, so we're talking about lots of books. And when you index something, you organize it, and you organize it with keywords that you can use to find information.So all this sounds just like what Google does. Why do they have to be allowed to do it? Well, we'll find out in a couple sentences here, but the basic idea is these are books that are protected by certain kinds of laws.
了解。所以我们其实要看两个很重要的单字。第一个单字呢就是 digitizing。那这个字呢其实我们讲到形容词你就熟了，所谓的 digital, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, 数位的。而它的名词是 digit, D-I-G-I-T。我们以前曾经讲过I-Z-E 结尾的单字就是将什么什么化，所以数位化呢就叫做 digitize, D-I-G-I-T-I-Z-E。 不过我们现在看到的是动名词指的是数位化这件事情，后头当然看到还有另外一个动名词 indexing。 不过我想先问问看 Bill, 我们常会把两个字搞混，一个叫做 index, 一个叫做 contents, 那 what's the difference?
Well, they're a little different because a content usually comes at the beginningAnd it tells you the main ideas in each section of a book, like each chapter. An index comes at the end, and what happens, of course, is you look for individual ideas, keywords, and then it tells you where to look in the book for things about that word specifically. It goes specifically for specific ideas.
所以我们可以这样分，就是说所谓的 contents, C-O-N-T-E-N-T-S, 它就是我们中文所谓的目录，多半在书的前面，它是告诉你这一本书里头的章节，还有里头的内容到底有哪些。而所谓的 index 指的是索引，多半在书的后面，而且呢，常常会用这个所谓的 A 到 Z 不同的字母当中的顺序，去将书里头重要的资料做一个排列，好让你有一个搜寻的功能存在。所以一个是目录，一个是索引，不要搞混咯。那么后头我们看到在这句话当中有一个字叫做 volume， 它在这里可不是音量哦，它指的是书一册一册的意思。所以现在 Google 呢就可以把好几百万册的图书资料呢数位化，而且编入目录当中。
Well, this is definitely an ambitious project, like it says in the next sentence. When something is ambitious, it means that it has plans to do a lot, to be a very big project here. Okay, so it plans on being a big project, because we're talking about millions of volumes of text, and it will make stacks of library material available to users with just a few mouse clicks. Now, we use this word stacks here, which is kind of funny. I'll just kind of let you explain why we use that, Anna, but the basic idea, of course, is this is what people use when they talk about the books in a library. The stacks are where you store the books, on big, huge bookshelves. Anyway, when you make something available to somebody, it basically means that you find a way to make it so they can get it, they can read it, they can use it. So here, we're saying we want everyone to be able to read and search through these books with just a few mouse clicks. In other words, using a computer and using a mouse instead of having to go to the library.
这样真的很方便呢，因为只要坐在家，然后连上网际网路，只要滑鼠按几下，就可以使得很多图书馆藏的资料呢，立刻就可以到手了。不过我们在这里看到的 stacks of library material， 所谓的 stack 指的是一堆一堆的东西，什么样一堆的东西呢？可以指的是干草的一堆，但是特别也指的是整齐的东西一堆一堆。什么东西可以整齐的堆在一起呢？书报这种东西就可以很整齐的堆在一起。所以既然我们谈的是图书馆的书，当然会用 stack 这个字。不过 stack 这个字在口语当中也有大量或多数的意思啦。总之一堆东西当然就是很多咯。不过后头我们看到一个字叫做 available。所谓的 available 是形容词，它的意思很多，买得到的、用得到的、可以拿得到的、人有时间的，全部都可以用这个字。不过在这里的动词 make something available， 它是受词加上受词补语的一个句型。
Well, not all books, however, will be on offer. Only those that aren't bound by copyright can be scanned. So this takes us back to that sentence that says the contracts allowed the digitizing and indexing of all these books.But not all books. And then we say, however, will be on offer. When something's on offer, it means it's being offered to you if you want it. All right, well, why not all books? Only those that aren't bound by copyright can be scanned, can be digitized. Scanned is another word for digitized. You take a picture and make it into a digital information file. Anyway, if something is bound by copyright, it means that you can't copy it or use it without paying money to someone.So in this case, we're saying that some books we can't put into this Google file because they're copyrighted.
没错，所以其实后只有这些不受到版权 copyright 约束的出版品呢，才能够被扫描进去。不过我们在最后两句话当中看到一个片语叫做 on offer， 所谓的 on offer 可以指的是贩卖的、出售的，但是在这里指的是开放线上阅览的意思。而最后一句话当中的 bound。我们应该这样说 be bound by something， 在这里的 bound 它动词原形是 bind， B-I-N-D， 它的三态是 bind， bound， bound， 也就是绑或约束的意思。好，接下来是我们第二则有关于歌剧魅影在台北人气发烧的消息咯。
Okay, the second story is Phantom of the Opera to hit Taipei. Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera will hit the stage of the National Theater starting January 18th. So, Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote this show. It's called The Phantom of the Opera, and it's going to hit the stage on January 18th, or starting January 18th, of course. When we use the phrase hit the stage, we just mean it's going to be there on the stage at the theater for you to watch. The stage is where a performance happens, whether it's a music or a play.So we're just saying, Phantom of the Opera is coming to Taipei.
所以我们说登台演出就叫做 hit the stage. 可是是哪里的舞台呢？当然指的是国家剧院，在国家剧院登台演出。 从什么时候开始呢 ？Starting January 18th。所谓的 starting 就有介系词功能 ，from 从1月18号开始的意思。
Well, the musical comes to Taipei after successful tours in Korea and China, the first Asian performances in the 20-year history of the show. So it is a musical, of course. There's lots of singing as well as speaking and acting in it. And it's going to be in Taipei after successful tours in Korea and China. Now, a tour means when you go around to different places in the world or different cities to show a performance. We can also use the word sometimes to talk about traveling, touring to different places. But here, it's actually this show or these people that make this show put on this show in different cities. Well, it's done it already in Korea and China. They've already had the show there, and they were the first performances in Asia in 20 years because the show has a 20-year history.
了解，所以其实在这里的 tour 并不是指我们一般的旅行，而是巡回演出的意思。不过我们看到前面 this musical， 这个 musical 看起来像是形容词，对不对？当然，它可以当形容词，但是它也指的是名词，音乐剧或歌舞剧的意思。有时候歌舞剧你可能会看到两个字 musical comedy， 但是其实用 musical 就可以了。在这句话当中，我们看到一个逗点，从逗点之后到句尾的地方，其实全部都是同位语。这个同位语是什么呢？就是说明解释之前我们很成功的演出在哪里呢？当然是在韩国跟中国。不过我们都晓得这个歌剧魅影它整个的制作是大卡司。所以我们待会要来了解一下这种大规模的制作是不是有别人帮忙赞助呢？我们先休息一下，马上回来。
And welcome back to English Digest. This is Bill. Anna and I are talking today about our Information Express unit this month.We just talked about how Google is getting ready to digitize and index millions of books that you can find online, and now we're talking about The Phantom of the Opera, this musical that's coming to Taipei. Well, we just learned that it had a successful 20-year history, and then we just had the first Asian performances in Korea and China. Now it's going to be here in Taipei. And then here in the middle of this story, we learned that the sheer scale of the production...The largest ever for the National Theater has required funding from major corporations as well as government agencies. Now, this is just saying that this is a really big show that has needed to have a lot of money to put it on. Because the scale of something is basically the size of it, usually in relationship to something else. I mean, think of a normal show where there's actors and there's directors and sets, and it costs money and takes energy to put it on.Then you put Phantom of the Opera next to it, and Phantom of the Opera is huge because the sheer scale of it has caused so much to happen. You know, it's the largest ever for the National Theater, and it's required funding from these major corporations as well as government agencies. And it's just saying, again, that it's required funding or they have needed money to do this show, to produce it and put it on here in Taipei. And they got the money from major corporations. Corporation, of course, is a business.Usually a business run by a board of people and maybe a chairman of the board. So pretty big business that usually has a lot of money. And then also the government agencies or government departments that have helped put this show on here in Taipei.
But Bill, I have a question. Now, require here really means to need or to take means acquire?
Well, in this case, I think it kind of means both. They're saying that they needed the money in order to put on the show because it's so big.But then because the sentence is saying has required funding and we know it's going to be here for sure, well, we kind of know then that they did get the money from both these corporations and the government agencies.
了解。所以在这里的 require 如果翻成中文的需要都好像有点怪怪的。那实际上就是已经得到了一些单位的赞助。好，那这个是其中一个问题。不过在这句话当中我们看到有一个形容词在第二个字的地方 sheer, S-H-E-E-R。其实这个字本来有 pure, P-U-R-E, 有纯粹完全的意思。但是在这里因为修饰的是后面的 scale, 是规模，所以变成是极大的规模。多大的规模呢？逗点之后我们看到同位语。这个制作的规模呢是有史以来最庞大的制作规模。为什么说是有史以来最大的呢？ 我们看到有一个副词叫做 ever， 这个字我们都知道它叫做曾经，它常常会跟最高级一起出现。那么过去曾经最如何如何，那么言下之意就是有史以来最如何如何的状况，所以它多半跟最高级一起出现，表示有史以来最如何如何最高级的这个状况。那么后头我们看到赞助这个字就叫做 funding， F-U-N-D-I-N-G。 其实 F-U-N-D fund 这个字本来就有资金啊、资本啊或者是捐款的意思，它如果当动词就变有资助某种活动或资助某一个组织的意思。好，后面的 corporation 就是所谓的财团法人，甚至在美式英文当中是股份有限公司，所以有时候我们在句子当中看到 CORP 然后再加上一个缩写点，有没有，就是所谓的 corporation。 那么后面有一个 as well as， 其实就是 and and， 而所谓的 government agency 指的是政府机构，也就是政府的各部门。
Well, it's not just expensive for the corporations and government agencies, because tickets are also kind of spendy here. Tickets for the performances, which range in price from 1,200 NT dollars to 6,600 NT dollars, have mostly already been purchased. Now, when we use this phrase, range from something to something, well, you're basically giving limits on a thing you're talking about. For example, we're saying that the first number is the smallest, the second number is the largest, and then it can be anything in between. So 1,200 NT dollars is the cheapest ticket, 6,600 is the most expensive, and the range is from 1,200 to 6,600. So, you know, different tickets, different prices, all kind of spendy, but they've mostly already been purchased, so if you don't have your tickets yet, you might have a hard time seeing this show.
对啊，所以其实你也不要说什么哦，我嫌它很贵啊什么，不好意思哦，几乎大部分都已经卖完了哦。好，我们在这里看到票价是从1200到6600，那么这个范围呢，我们动词就用 range， 可是你要给范围，这个给的范围呢， range from A to B， 从 A 到 B 这个范围。那么当然我们看到就是这个票几乎都卖光光啦，买，购买，除了用 buy buy 之外，还可以用这个字叫做 purchase， 不过我想票就算再贵还是很值得啦。好，接下来我们看一下第三则的汪汪喵喵广播电台。
Okay, well, Dogcat Radio Station in California is this new internet radio station, and it says in the first sentence that this new station is not, as the name suggests, for human listeners. Now, when something suggests that something is true, well, it gives us the idea that this is true. So this sentence, well, it really could be saying one of two things, that dogcatradio.com sounds as if it's for human listeners, or just like, you know, the name Dogcat Radio, it sounds as if it's not. And we're going with the second meaning here because we say the name suggests that it's not for human listeners, and that's true. It's not, as the name suggests, for human listeners.
我想应该不是给人听的哦。你听到这个所谓的 dogcatradio.com 应该就是给那些猫猫狗狗来听的。所以我们在第一句话当中呢，看到 as the name suggests， 所谓的 as 是连接词如同，而 suggest 在这里不是建议，而是暗示的意思，有 imply, I-M-P-L-Y-G-E.
Now it's founded by Adrian Martinez, and the station plays music for pets stuck at home alone while their owners are at work.
所以你刚才其实听到 Bill 念这句话的时候，他已经把所谓的分词构句呢整个先还原了。The station was founded by someone, OK, 逗点之后 and the station plays music, blah blah blah. 不过我们在这里看到的是一个分词构句，我们把 the station was 把它删掉，连接词当然就不要啦，所以就直接把文意做一个比较简洁的表达。
Well, Martinez believes music helps reduce anxiety and loneliness in animals, so he believes that listening to music helps relax animals, make them feel less stressed. And the popularity of the station suggests many pet owners think likewise. There's that suggests again. So the station is popular,And because it's popular, well, that seems to tell us that pet owners think likewise. Likewise basically means in the same way as before, so we're saying the pet owners also think music helps reduce anxiety and loneliness in animals.
了解，所以其实这个电台呢是要放音乐给独自在家的宠物们听。我们在刚才那句 founded 这句话当中看到一个关系子句，但是已经被简化了，从 stuck 一直到 alone 的地方，它少的是 which are。 而后头呢，我们看到这个创办人，他同时也相信音乐能够帮助减轻动物的焦虑跟孤独感。特别小心焦虑这个字怎么发音哦 ，anxiety， anxiety。当然啦，因为电台受到欢迎的程度之高啊，所以其实很多的宠物主人也是这么认为啦，就认为说音乐能够帮助动物呢减轻一些焦虑跟孤独感。不过在这里我们看到又一个 suggest， 它其实还是刚才的 imply 的意思。而还有一个很重要的 likewise， 它是一个副词，同样的，以同样的方式或者是同样的方向 likewise。其实如果换成 in the same way， 意思是差不多的。如果你说不同方式或用其他方法，那么它的反义词就变成 otherwise。
Well, the station's playlist is heavy on songs with references to animals, such as Who Let the Dogs Out and Hound Dog. So a playlist is a list of songs that are played. Many MP3 player owners will know that. And if we say it's heavy on a certain kind of song, that means there's more of that kind of song. These are songs with references to animals, which means they say something about animals. They make some kind of connection to animals. And then we've got the two examples.Who let the dogs out? And what do you do next, Anna?
How dog?
No. Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof, woof. You know that one, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, and then hound dog. And you know that one, though, right? He ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, this song.
Riding all the time. It's Elvis, yeah.
了解，好。所以这个电台当然它的播放的清单呢，当然跟动物是有关的啦。不过我们说跟动物有关，而且很大量的播那些歌，我们看到形容词 heavy. Heavy 就是所谓大量的意思。而后头还有一个片语很重要哦 ，with references to 指的是有关于，就是 relating to 的意思。哦，好，所以 Bill 呢，其实比我还熟这些所谓跟猫猫狗狗相关的歌。我等一下再请教他好了。不过时间不多，该说再见喽。我是 Anna，And
I'm Bill。
Goodbye。
Goodbye。